Hello, I am Brother Francisco Whitaker, and this is All Good in the Brotherhood podcast. We're bringing to you a very special episode today, which takes place not in any particular place, but actually in the sky. 30,000 feet, a cruising altitude, on the way back from Salt Lake City to Pittsburgh. So just before we get into the main content of today's episode, just to give you a little bit of background as to what we're looking at. So this past week in Salt Lake City was the annual SEEK conference hosted by FOCUS, which stands for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And every year, this conference attracts thousands and thousands of young Catholics from across the country for 5 days together to hear speakers, times of prayer, mass, and adoration, and to really get to see and experience the true universality of the church. I went to my first SEEK conference back in 2017 in San Antonio, Texas, and it was there that I really experienced God's call for me to be a priest and eventually to be a monk. Well, this year, the conference took place actually in three locations, in Germany, in Washington, D.C., and in Salt Lake City. The biggest of these three conferences, though, was the one in Utah. I had the privilege of leading 8 students, along with the Associate Director for Women's Ministry, Dominique, to this conference for the wonderful 5 days that it was. And I also was moonlighting with the vocation office because we had a booth in what was called Mission Way, which was this huge part of the convention center that was open up to hundreds of booths where there were religious orders, Catholic formation programs, different bringers of Catholic content like Halo, Relevant Radio, different college campuses, Catholic merchandise, vendors, all that. So I had the wonderful privilege of going there. I had planned on taking some time to maybe interview some people that came to our booth or questioning the students about their experience, but time really got away. So instead of just kind of giving it a wash, we decided to say, well, why don't we record it while we're in the air? So we're going to cut to my interviews with each of the students who answer the following three questions. What was something powerful you took from one of the talks? What was a powerful, special, or just unique experience of prayer at the conference? And what are you going to do going back? What are you going to take back from this conference that is different into your life? So as we cut, just be aware, you know, with the loud air and the jets and everything, that the audio is a little bit wonky. I tried my best to filter it, but bear with us. But the content is still great. So we will now cut to that. Hello, and welcome back to All Good in the Brotherhood podcast. My name is Brother Francisco Whitaker, and if you're wondering why I'm all blue, it's because we are actually 10,000 feet in the air on our way back from the SEEK conference in Salt Lake City, Utah, back to Pittsburgh. So I helped lead a group of students, so we got them all back there. And we were originally going to record in the airport, but we thought it would be way cooler to actually have a 10,000-foot episode. So today, we're just going to spend some time sharing our experiences at the conference and answering three particular questions, which were, what was something impactful that they heard from the speakers and from the sessions? What was a powerful or a special prayer experience that they experienced while they were in adoration or in their personal prayer time or maybe even just reflecting on the talks? And then finally, what is something they're taking back from this conference? Because if we don't do anything with what we've been given, then why did we even go? So we're just going to start doing a round robin, and we'll see where it goes. So first up, we have Alicia. So I'll let them introduce themselves and then go from there.
Sweet. Okay, hello. I'm Alicia. I am a junior at St. Vincent College, and I am a political science and theology double major. So yeah, we are on the Playing My Back from SEEK, and to answer that first question of like what was a super impactful like session, I think what truly just what stuck out to me the most was Sister Faustina from the Sisters of Life. She gave a talk on the Litany of Trust, which like through the grace of God, she wrote, and it was just it's something that I've been praying with for the last like 8 months, and it was just so good to hear her story and just how essential trust in God is to being a Catholic, to being Christian, and to living a life of holiness. And to just get some context on like why she wrote The Litany of Trust. It was just such a beautiful experience. There was just so much goodness that came out of that talk. And then moving on to like what was just like an impactful, what was it like an impactful moment, prayer moment? Yeah. There were so many. It's so hard to choose, but I think truly what stuck out to me the most was going to Mass every single day with 17,000 young Catholics from around the country, and just seeing the Universal Church like in person was just so beautiful. And then especially like seeing all of the priests and the bishops like just processing in, it like brought me to tears multiple days in a row, just like seeing these shepherds, these leaders of the church just all together. It was just so awe-inspiring and touched my heart. So the last question was like, what am I gonna do going home, going back to school. And I think I really just want to share just the love of Christ and the Eucharist to those around me, particularly through, I would love to do some sort of like just like intentional like small group type setting, or like read a book, just as a group, just continuing that fellowship, which was another like key thing that I got, is just how essential fellowship is. Just bringing that back to campus and bringing the love of the Lord back to other college students. So yeah.
All right. My name's Ellie. I'm a junior at St. Vincent, and I am a double major in English and digital art. I think probably the talk that stood out to me the most was actually Father Boniface's talk, his breakout session. He was talking about the importance of accompaniment in our faith and like walking with each other. And I think the piece that like really stood out to me is he prefaced the whole thing by saying that like if you look at the creation story, God was like creating everything and going through, and like God kept saying like it's good, this is good, everything, like was saying that like everything was good. And that the first thing that he said was not good was that man was alone. Man was alone with God, and that wasn't enough. It wasn't good. And that God decided that man needed a partner to be able to walk through life and faith with. And I think that was just like a really unique and interesting perspective on that. I think the most impactful prayer experience for me was probably actually Mass this morning. Because we were leaving early enough for the airport that we went to the early departure Mass. So it was like a smaller group, but I mean, smaller compared to the 17,000 people. It was still a lot of people. And the number of people there is actually what impressed me. Because, you know, all of those people were leaving today and traveling long distances. And when you travel long distances, there is technically a dispensation where you don't have to go to Sunday Mass if you're traveling over a certain distance. But all of those people made a point to wake up early to make that early Mass before traveling, even though they didn't have to. All of those young adults gathering for that sacrament of the Eucharist before then returning to their home was really cool to see. And then what I'm going to take home with me, probably just the importance of community in the church, and like remembering to walk with people and reach out to people and see how they're doing, and not just like, yes, on like an emotional, personal level, but also on a spiritual level, and like really truly asking the deeper questions of like how your friends are doing on their spiritual journey as well as their emotional journey.
Okay, so my name is Corey. I'm a junior philosophy major, and I'm going to break the cycle of knowing the names of the speakers, but it started with Father Boniface's talk of the art of accompaniment, and it was a beautiful talk, and I walked out of it with so many answers that I had needed, but I was still questioning, like, okay, what do I do when, what happens when those relationships are broken, when you're accompanying someone and someone gets hurt? And there was a beautiful talk later that was how to heal relationships torn up by wrongdoing, and it was just so beautiful walking through the examination of yourself and your actions, and just being very, very intentional with examining your own conscience, examining the situation, and not using your emotions to look at them. And that it kind of answers the third question at the same time, what am I taking back? But the speaker was very definitive on when you're apologizing or someone's apologizing to you, don't say like, it's okay, but I forgive you, and being really, really careful with that language. And then the prayer experience actually wasn't like an intentionally set aside time of prayer for me. It was in the middle of one of the women's talks, and I was just so frustrated, and I just like, I felt like the talk was giving more questions than answers. So like, I started writing them down in my journal, and as I was writing them down, I realized, and I was praying through it and trying to figure this out, and Jesus was like, you're asking questions to the wrong person. So all of the questions I was asking of who am I made to be, what does it mean to be a woman living for Christ? What does that mean for me specifically? No speaker could ever like say from their podium of, Corey, you need to do this with your life or live this way, and you are this. And those are questions that I should only be taking to Jesus. And it was such a beautiful moment of peace and completion that I got in the middle of a talk where Jesus was like, chill, girl, you're asking the wrong person there.
But, yeah. Hey, hi, I'm Benny. I came from Hungary, but I'm studying at St. Vincent. I'm a matured freshman. And I don't have a major, but I wish I could have business. And maybe I'm going to get it in the future. But I would like to start with the third question. So I feel that I could bring home or that back from the seeing that I maybe 100% sure that I find my vocation, that I would like to build up something and create new things. For example, like I did it in the past, I bring some joy to those who cannot be part of, for example, a soccer team, and I made a new soccer team for them, or just an evening pray for those students who really just seek for that community and a little bit closer to each other. And so I feel that I found my vocation and I would like to bring it back. And also, I would like to go back to the first question, where, so what made the most impact on me, the biggest one? And I feel that there was a talk about the younger generation and the impact of them. So every word that you say and every reaction and every act that you do, they're going to just get it, and they do it to just do it after you. So you're going to be a symbol for them. And I feel that we as a young Catholicans, we need to be a big symbol for them and a great symbol. That's why I need to take care of our words. And lastly, for the praise, I'm not a big crying person, but one time when we sang and it was just a music and adoration, and I enjoyed so much that I just broke up in tears, that first in my life during this adoration. So I think that was the biggest impact on my life.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I am a senior English and theology major. And the most impactful talk for me was Kelsey Reinhardt's talk. She was the last women's talk. She was formerly known as Sister Joan of Arc, and she taught in my high school, so that was pretty exciting seeing her. But she talked about vocations, and I think she did just a beautiful job of sharing like the different vocations of marriage and religious life. But even before sharing any of that, she talked about just your vocation as a daughter of God in general. And I think it's really easy to get caught up in like your big V vocation, but she used the example of Joan of Arc and talked about how Joan of Arc was, her vocation was holiness, and she did so much in the present moment. She wasn't married, she wasn't in religious life, but she was a saint, and God had really big plans for her life even without those things. So I thought that was a really beautiful talk. A powerful prayer experience for me, I got to sit in the Adoration Chapel for a little while, and a friend of mine recently said to me, I'm trying so hard, or I told him that I was trying really hard to pay attention to Jesus and feeling really distracted. And he was saying that, I think, you know, Jesus is just trying to pay attention to you. So I kind of sat with that and tried to, you know, allow Jesus to pay attention to me. And after one of the talks, Father John Burns talked, he did a meditation on just Jesus saying to you, like, you are my beloved with whom I'm well pleased. And so that was another powerful experience, just meditating on that. So just kind of letting Jesus love me. And something I'm going to take back from the conference, honestly, it's kind of small, but I spent a lot of time on Mission Way with a lot of the sisters, which was really fun. And I think that gave me a little bit more encouragement and excitement in wanting to go and visit different orders. So I think that experience of just walking around Mission Way and meeting the sisters, like, gave me a little bit more zeal for going to back and visiting different orders. So
Hi, I'm Sam, a freshman at St. Vincent College and exchange student from Hungary. I don't have any specific major since I'm studying at the college only for 1 year. I really enjoyed my time at SEEK. I really never saw anything similar. I would say every talk had a really deep impression on me, or at least every talk had something, a sentence or a thought that made a deep, deep impression on me. But if I can say one, I would say the talk of Father John Ignatius Ezrati on the fourth day. It was the collegiate men's session. And he talked about how to be a man. And I wasn't expecting what he said. He said that actually being a man is a whole process through life. It begins with being a son, then you are a brother, then you become a husband, and at last, and that's the fulfillment of being a man, you become a father. And I've never heard this, and it really made a very big impression on me. A meaningful moment in prayer for me was when I went to confession. This was my first confession in a while, so I felt that now it is the time, it is the moment to go. And it was I had to go through a really huge line to actually be able to sit down to confession. And throughout that time, I felt that I'm dirty, I'm weak, I'm tired, and I knew that if I confess, if I go through this process, that will change. And it changed. It was not like a huge thing, but I really felt that, yeah, God is loving me. And I would say I'm taking home this whole weekend, that mindset of hope, cheerfulness, and purpose that shone through the whole event, and through all the talks and all the conversations I could make with the different friars and monks and people on Mission Way.
Hi, I'm Timothy Gorman. I'm a sophomore from St. Vincent College. I'm a business data analytics major with a theology minor. The talk that stuck the most out to me was the Monsignor Shea talk. In the talk, he talked about the coming of Christ into the world, but in the way he did it was through an analogy of a spiritual battle. And the analogy that spoke to me the most was the how he talked about Jesus coming into the world as a human, and he talked about it as like an undercover agent per se coming into a battle, and the devil would never recognize or expect God to come as a human, because it goes against his whole entire logic of how one of powers, like one with authority, should act. Because he was a lower being than God, he wanted to make himself a God. So why would God do the opposite? Why would God lower himself to be controlled, to be sacrificed by humans? And this was a really cool analogy, and it spoke out to me because I guess maybe throughout my life I've only seen the salvation history as like something that was a package and it all happened at once, but I never saw it as something that progressed through time. I never recognized that there was 30 years that people knew about the birth of Christ but never knew about the passion, and it was like this growing story that progressed through time. The moment of prayer that spoke out to me the most was when there was adoration, and specifically when there was a break between music and all, because it was a very cool experience to see 20,000 young people all in one place all at once, and yet there was so much silence, like you could hear a pin drop. And it was a really cool experience to see that common belief among other young Catholics and other Catholics around the country, and who believed so much that the Eucharist is the full presence, that they were able to unify for an extended amount of time to be silence and all. And the moment that what I'm going to take back is how he used the analogy of Jesus coming undercover. And I would use that possibly with like explaining my faith to others and all. Like, if I'm able to explain my faith in a way that is better presented, to be able to have people who might not even believe in the Catholic faith to agree with the precepts and the principles that the Catholic faith stands on, and then only realize after the whole entire conversation that, oh, they're actually agreeing with the Catholic precepts. So that's what I took away from it.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to our students give their testimony as to the power and the impact of the SEEK conference. It was really cool to be able to be there myself, just as a religious. Now, after the fact, you know, I heard my call for the monastery and the priesthood at a conference when I was in college. And now being able to go back there and invite men to discern the same is just really special for me. And it was actually really cool. I ran into some fans for the podcast. I even had a few people ask to take pictures with me, which was kind of a weird experience. Shout out to all of you. You're great. Hope you've had a wonderful experience at the conference yourself, and it's bearing much fruit. So I'll just share even myself a little bit of my experience from the conference, answering the same questions that the students did. So I think really there was, of course, so many talks that really struck me and hit me. But one that just fundamentally has really been guiding me a lot was there was a particular like set of talks just for seminarians. And there was one of them done by a sister for life, Sister Faustina, who's the author of the Litany of Trust. And she was talking about the incalculable power of spiritual fatherhood, that so many people are looking for a father, looking for a father figure, but they just don't find it. And so she was walking us through like, what are they looking for in fatherhood? What does it look like to be known and seen by a true father? But a question she asked us all was, you need to decide now what kind of father you want to be. You should be one who desires to always be known to have a tender heart for your children, and one who doesn't expect his flock, expect his children to support him, but only to be supported by Christ so that he in turn can support his children. So what kind of father do I want to be? As I prepare for diaconate ordination in just a few months and priesthood in a little over a year, it's a question I really want to reflect on. As far as a powerful experience in prayer, mine came from the Adoration Confession Night on Friday, where I wasn't originally planning on going to confession because, you know, I didn't want to take away an opportunity from the students. And just, you know, as a religious, I've kind of grown accustomed to only making confession to other monks, and particularly just my spiritual director, because it increases accountability. But there's also just an understanding of religious life that isn't always translational to a diocesan priest. But I felt Christ really tell me to go anyways. And I was a little nervous. I was a little kind of like, which I don't really normally get nervous for confession, but something was on my heart, and I was just like, I really want to share, and I really, you know, I'm not afraid, but I, you know, I just felt weird. But the priest was just so, so good. He received everything I said so well, and I think we really had a lot in common, just the way he was talking to me and the way we understood things. And I think the biggest thing he said to me, you know, after the things I had told him, the things I took a year to struggle with, you know, whether in my mind or in my head or whatever, in my heart, and he just said, do not resent the struggle, because that is the very place that Jesus desires to be. So I took that into confession and just asked Christ to sit with me there rather than resent it. And coming back, I have a lot of things I want to do coming back. stuff with the podcast, stuff with vocations in the monastery, stuff in my own ministry on campus. But I think the biggest thing is I want to be a little bit more simple, because really the conference overall was just to really give, like in through the keynotes, the very basic message of Scripture, the very kerygma of the gospel. And it's not complicated, but we often complicate it so much that we need to be reminded of how simple yet profound it is. So I really just want to maybe try to be a little bit more simple in my prayer life and in my ministry, to do good things and to be ambitious about bringing the gospel to others, but not try to make it complicated. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode from Cruising Altitude. If you did, please give us a like, share this video with others, and if you can, also ring that notification bell so you don't miss any of our podcast content or any of our other monastic videos. Thank you for joining me. I am Brother Francisco. Have a wonderful day. God bless.